This is the Stay Phenomenal Podcast. What's up, guys? This is the Stay Phenomenal Podcast. My name is Cooper.
My name's Dez.
And we have two very important guests, very special guests. We have my sister, Reagan Hurt. Say hello.
Hello.
That's me. Yeah. And we also have the host of Cigar Night, Ricardo Guzman. I'm so glad you guys can make it.
Dude, thank you for having me, man. This is awesome.
This is awesome. Well, you had us on your podcast, yep. And now we have you here. Reggie, I'm excited to have you because you bring a lot of things to the table when it comes to the conversations.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
So I'm very excited to get into it. I think we're going to talk about multiple topics today, such as jobs, job opportunities in our society. And Rick, I'm sure you can provide some input for some cigars.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And what you got going on in your field.
Yeah.
There it is.
I say first, let's give Rick the floor.
Yeah.
So we can let our listeners know on what he does and what exactly is Cigar Night.
Sure. So Cigar Night Podcast, it's a podcast of cigars, to say the least. But really what it is, it's to bring guests on there and my friends and people I know who are starting their business or doing something with their lives and come on to the podcast and talk about it, talk about their experiences, what they failed at and how did they overcome those challenges. And the purpose of it is for people to listening is like, wow, they're doing something with their lives. Well, like, why can't I do that? So that's the big picture of the podcast. The cigars are just the reason that it's the social environment, right? That's what makes it be social. We do discuss cigars every now and then, but that's just, like I said, the purpose of the cigars being there is for the social environment. But that's pretty much it. Like, big picture, just motivation, inspiring others to be better with their lives and be successful, be the best person that they can be, you know?
So that's the goal. That's the purpose of the podcast. What is the, I know, you know, we talk about 5-year plans and 10-year plans and things like that. Where do you see yourself going and growing this thing in the next 3 to 5 years, let's just say?
Yeah. So I've been doing the podcast for, I don't know, maybe 3 months max, I think, since when the idea started.
And you've grown a lot just in those 3 months.
Yeah, like, it's pretty crazy.
8 or 9 episodes so far?
This coming week will be 9 episodes.
Wow.
10, I guess, if you count the one I did with y'all, the inside look, to Stay Phenomenal. So really 10 episodes. So I started off just on YouTube, right? It's a video recorded podcast. And then from feedback from a couple people, it's like, I tried listening in the car, but like YouTube works weird, like when you hook up to the car. So you should really try Spotify. And so now I'm on Spotify. Now you can just listen to it on Spotify or watch the podcast on YouTube. On your TV. I know my family's like, oh, we hook it up on the Fire Stick and we watch it on TV, so it's pretty cool. I'm like, oh, wow, I didn't think of that. So just within these few months, I'm already on Spotify, which I think is pretty cool. Big picture plan, you know, I'll tell you what I try to be. I stole a little bit from Joe Rogan Experience, the podcast that I listen to.
Yeah. Great podcast, by the way.
Which is a great podcast, but the fact that it's recorded, right? So that's where that started. And then I'm like, okay, how can I be different from other podcasts? So there's a show called Hot Ones where they eat chicken wings, right, while they're interviewing people. So I was like, how can I incorporate that? So I was like, cigars. I love cigars. So ideally, it'd be cool if Cigar Night became like a web show, kind of like Hot Ones, where it's just online and celebrities come on there and we smoke a cigar and we talk about life. But the other way I could see it go that I would be cool with, if it became like a radio show, like on the radio. I don't know if you've seen, like, I see it a lot on Facebook, but it's like a radio show, but it's also recorded on video, right? So most people listen to it, but they can go online and see the video footage of that, I think that would be cool too. But that's like what could be, right? That's what could become. Yeah. And I mean, who's to say it can't, right? Like, dream big.
Yeah. Well, what you were telling us earlier before we started recording was, you know, in the 3 months that you've been on YouTube, you had one person reach out to you with an opportunity for you.
Yeah.
And elaborate more on that. And
yeah,
that's really awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. On my last episode, I had someone comment on the video, and they were from an entertainment company, and they're like, "Hey, you know, do you have an email we can contact you?" And so I did, and I replied with my email, and they responded. They emailed me, and they offered me an opportunity. They're trying to start this online show, and they're out of North Carolina, which I think that's what was kind of like disappointing, because if they were closer, who knows, right? Could have been an opportunity. And but yeah, like someone came up to me and was like, "Hey, we really like what you're doing, and you know, you're someone we'd like to work with. You know, what are your plans? Would you consider doing this?" And right now, where I'm at in my life, I don't think I'm ready to move, especially to a whole nother state. So unfortunately, right now I had to decline it, but I never closed the doors.
We need you here, man. We need you right here.
Yeah. I was always taught to never close the door, though, on an opportunity. So leave the door open, right? Like, if further down the road, hey, maybe I want to try it, I'm ready to move, I'll shoot him an email, you know? But yeah, like, it's, someone did contact me, and hopefully it's the first of many, you know? You never know.
Yeah. All right. Well, enough about you. Let's talk about you.
Well, I actually have a question about the cigar night.
Yeah,
so,
man.
Before the podcast, it was like a monthly thing to kind of join your friends together. So how did that start? Like,
So we have a cigar night group. So Coop and Dez, and sometimes Reggie's there too. Sometimes he joins.
Well, once in the blue moon.
Once in the blue moon.
Let's walk him through how like it evolved, though.
So, oh man, so I've always been into kind of cigars, but we have another friend, Nick Guerrero and Seth Guerrero, they're twins. They were always into cigars as well, and I don't know how it evolved, but like we smoked cigars, and then I think Cooper came along, and then Coop got with Dez, so like we kind of had to bring her along.
we had to, yeah.
But then we were like, we kind of,
bro.
Well, but yeah, but then we kind of liked her. We were like, oh, she's actually pretty cool, so that she kind of stuck around.
That was like your trial, like.
So you definitely
passed.
So the bros accepted Dez, and so it used to be a monthly tradition. We would at least once a month get together at someone's house and smoke cigars, talk about life. And we've been doing that for years. Like at least 3 years we've been doing that.
But we started doing it in high school, right? Or like
at least 3 to 4 years I would say we've been doing it. And that's what started Cigar Night. I mean, we called it Cigar Night. Like, oh, we're going to do Cigar Night this weekend?
Yeah,
let's do Cigar Night. Great. Whose house are we going to do it? Oh, okay, cool. And then eventually, so the podcast was like, I had this idea and I was like, man, like, I want to do a cigar. What do I call it? Ah, Cigar Night.
Cigar Night. Yeah. Dude, that's genius.
It was
the
good.
The whole idea, I think, is a great idea.
Thank you.
And I'm glad you started it.
Yes. I will say that I haven't been this happy in a long time.
That's awesome.
Doing something, setting your mind to something, it makes you so happy. You know, even if it's small time, it's something beautiful that when you upload something to YouTube. In my first episode sucked. Like you watch it and it quality is not the best.
Wait, so are you saying the first one that you ever made was horrible?
It was rough.
What about the second one?
The second one was so much better.
I'm saying
because we were guests, right?
No, that wasn't you. Y'all were the third episode.
Oh, okay.
But from the first, what I'm saying is I was really proud of it.
Yeah.
Looking at it now, it's like, oh, man.
You can definitely see an evolution of it.
Yeah, it's definitely an evolution. But I was proud of it, right? I was happy to be doing this. Yeah. So.
Well, because it, after knowing you for so long, like, you're right. I have never seen you so happy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and like you have something to look forward to. Like,
yeah.
You know, you make something, you make the product, you send it out, people watch it, they give you their feedback, and then you're like, wow, I can refocus, I can readjust, I can get better, I buy new equipment. Yeah. You have something to look forward to.
Yeah.
And it's awesome to see that from you.
You know where this started, though? This whole idea? Dude, it started with y'all.
Nah, man.
Dude, with Stay Phenomenal. I said this on when I interviewed y'all on my podcast, and it's funny enough, the guest I have, shameless plug, on this upcoming episode this week on Cigar Night, Thursdays at 6 p.m. my guest there asked me, like, hey, how did this come up? And I'm going to tell y'all what I told him. I was like, honestly, like, I have a group of friends who started Stay Phenomenal Company, and they do custom shirts and designs, but they started Stay Phenomenal Podcast. And I told him, you know, my friend, like, it was small time, right? Like, Stay Phenomenal. Yeah. When it first started, it was like, it was small, right? And you all are growing. But you were, both you and both Coop and Dez, like, y'all were so happy about it. Right? Like, they were so happy.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And I was like, man, they're proud of this. Yeah. Like, look at them doing something and being happy about it. And I was like, I want to do something and be happy. So that's where it started. That's why I was like, I need to jump on it and follow my dream, because I've had an idea of a podcast for a while. Mm-hmm. I just never took the initiative until I saw one of my best friends do it. And I was like, if he can do it, I can do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's kind of crazy how it jumps off of other people. Because I was telling you, like, literally a second ago, when I see, like, your promos and stuff on Instagram, like, they just look so clean and, like, sick. And
Thank you.
Like, I'm like, dude, he's doing that. Like, I can make my own content. Like, let's do it. So I think it's cool that just, like, seeing that around, like, your friends is, is cool.
And that brings up a good point to add to y'all's conversation. I think having a group of people, like a, like whether it's a mastermind group or just a solid group of friends that are your best friends, that are on the same level as you, that are honestly at a different level than you, a higher level than you, will make it to where it's easier for you to achieve your goals and knock out whatever task you want to get done. And for you to tell us that we inspired you, and for my own sister to tell you that you inspired her, like, that is amazing. We're only four people, and, you know, we're missing a couple of the Cigar Night group, but man, that's just, it blows my mind how, you know, positive energy and all that stuff connects us together. That's all it is.
One of the worst things I think you can do is within your own friend group is being jealous of each other.
Yeah,
I think that's one of the worst things. I think that will break up the friendship. But instead of being jealous of one another, what can you take away from them and be like, man, he's doing that and he's awesome at it. How can I be as awesome as that?
Dude,
let's learn from each other instead of being against each other. Like, very easily, Stay Phenomenal podcast could be up against Cigar Night podcast. Like, very easily, y'all could have been like, oh, you're stealing our idea. Because Stay Phenomenal podcast came first. Before Cigar Night podcast, you know, very easily y'all could have been like, oh, you're stealing our idea, hey, stop that, or we're not going to talk to you anymore. But instead we're like, man, come on my podcast, like, let me learn from you, right? Or vice versa, right? Like,
that you made your social media accounts for Cigar Night,
man, that Instagram, was exciting, man.
We saw because you followed Stay Phenomenal, and we're like, dude, like, what the heck, like, we were so excited, like, so excited for you.
It's fun, man. It's fun, not necessarily like just my podcast and doing it, but it's fun just doing something and saying, I'm going to do something, and then you do it. It's fun. It's a great feeling. It's hard to describe, but it's a great feeling.
So are there ever any times where, like, you know, you wake up in the morning and you're like, man, I can't wait to get it. But then what do you do, or have you ever run into an obstacle where you're like, man, I don't feel like doing this anymore? Or, man, I'll get to it later. Or, you know what I'm trying to say?
Like, yeah. That's so funny because I actually was going to ask a question of that. So I have a guest coming up later in a few weeks that's one of the questions I was going to ask him, because I felt that way.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe like three episodes into my podcast, I was like, why am I doing this? This is stupid. Like, no one's watching this. Like, I'm wasting my time. Like, I could be doing other things right now. I felt like that. And maybe the problem is that I was just too focused on it, and I was just like, I'm tired. So, like, I, you know, took a break, and then I came back to it with a fresh set of eyes, and I was like, let's get it. But yeah, of course I felt like, this is dumb. Like, why am I doing this?
Yeah.
I think it's a common feeling. Maybe you felt that way at some point, or Stay Phenomenal, you're like, this is dumb, I'm wasting my money, or whatever. The best thing I think to overcome that is, if you're feeling like that in a moment, take a break, right? Take a break from what you're doing. Go outside, distract yourself for a little bit, and then come back with a fresh set of eyes. And I think that's anything, like work. If you're doing homework, if you're reading something, like, ugh, I'm bored, or I'm tired, you know?
Yeah. But just to reiterate, I think the best way to refocus is, you know, take a break. Light up a cigar,
and get back
out,
to it.
Yeah, chill out for however long it takes to to get it, you know. But yeah, man, that's awesome. I do want to go over to Reggie and ask her, because Reggie likes to write and make stories. And when you got the typewriter a while ago, that was very interesting. So tell about your experience with that and what you plan to be doing, because you're younger than all of us here.
Correct. Yeah. So my mom, our mom, she got me a typewriter last Christmas, and it was kind of like a thing. Like, I saw it in a movie where like the kid liked to like write, and I was like, oh, that's what I like to do. And I was like, oh, I kind of feel connected to that. And so she got me the typewriter, and it just made writing different. Like, it added a different element to it, because it's a typewriter.
Yeah.
And I just, you know, I would start writing like little poems on there, and it feels good to be able to creatively make something like that. And I even wrote one poem that like made our mom cry. Yeah. And you know how it's like hard to impress her?
Dude,
impress our mom. And so when it made her cry, I was like, dude, this is like, that's what I want to do. Like, I want to make people feel stuff. Because like, when I watch my favorite movies and stuff, like, I just feel so empowered by it. And I feel like if I can do that with my life, then that's what I gotta do.
So are you, because I've read your poems.
Yeah.
But you've also written like short stories and stuff.
Yeah.
What is your preferred, I mean, would you call it a genre? Or would you call it like a mode of writing? Like, because there's a poem, there's a story, there's haikus, and all that stuff. Are you more of a poet, or are you more of a storyteller? Or both?
I would say both. I ultimately, like, see myself being a storyteller. Like, I think it'd be so sick to, like, this might be silly, but to have, like, my own Netflix show.
Like, it's, I feel not like silly.
That, no, it's not silly, but it's a big goal to have. But with poems, it's just different because it's a different mode of writing. Like you said, it's a different type of art. So you just get different things out of it.
Yeah. So what would be the... So I asked him his 3 to 5 year plan. And I know you're young, and we've talked about this before, but what do you think... Where do you see yourself in the next 3 to 5 years?
3 to 5 years, I think... It's reasonable to say, like, trying to enter some type of, like, film festival. Yeah. Like, writing my own little short film and just trying to get it out there in a film festival.
Yeah.
Because those are... I mean, that'd be an amazing way to get my foot in the door. Yes.
If I may say something.
Yeah.
So, the university I go to for theater, mm-hmm. University of the Incarnate Word, we actually can do plays that aren't produced yet. So if you write a play,
hold up,
whoa,
you can potentially submit it, and the way plays are selected at the university is by the students. Mm-hmm. Like, students vote on what plays we do for the next 2 years.
Yeah.
So you write a play, you give it to one of the students, they submit it. You could potentially have a show going on at a university level. Just something to think about.
That is something to think about. Wow, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't know they did that.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
So with that new information, what are you gonna do?
I mean, that kind of changes a lot.
It changes the whole game.
I mean, that gives me something in my mind that it's possible.
Yeah.
You know, something that I can start doing.
And local.
Yeah, local. Especially with a typewriter, that just makes sense for a freaking play. Like, that's cool.
That would be so cool.
But yeah, thanks for saying that.
Yeah, man.
You know, I have a vision. Now that you said that, I got a vision. This is how it starts, right? You write a couple stories, a couple poems, whatever. You submit them. You start amassing a following. Maybe it's just 10 people that really love your stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Those 10 people are going to share your stories and poems to 5 or 10 other people. Now you got 50 people that love your stuff. You create a website for your stuff. Reagan's Poems. Something simple. And then you give them a chance, you upload your poems on the website, they can read it, they can share it to everybody they know, right? And you just start building this fan base, you become an author. In 5-10 years, I'm gonna be saying, wow, I really put my sister on with the Stay Phenomenal podcast. And then they're gonna be like, wow, Coop, like, your sister? man, she's something else.
Yeah.
That's how it grows.
That's how it goes.
That's wild, yeah.
Do you have a like Instagram page or anything that's like dedicated to your work?
No. But now that I think about it, that's...
You should.
That's the smart move.
Yeah.
You should put a shameless plug into this
podcast. I should. Shout out to my future
Instagram account. Also, Instagram would be good, but I think Twitter would be cool.
Yeah.
Too.
Oh, yeah.
Because Twitter, you can retweet easily.
That is true.
It's very easy to share it. Or Instagram, I think it's harder to share things.
Yeah.
Why not both? ¿Por qué no los dos?
¿Por qué no los dos?
That's right. I think there's something about like the whole typewriter idea. Like, it's the same thing with like vinyl players.
Yeah.
That like, there's something about the vinyl that just sounds so clear.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Maybe it's because we don't use them anymore, and it's just the idea like, oh, it's old school and it sounds so nice.
Yeah, it's like
it's cool, right?
Idea, yeah.
Yeah, but I think typewriter is the same idea. You look at a typewriter when you're actually writing or typing on it. Mm-hmm. It's like, this is something I'm not using on a daily basis. Yeah. It's that whole feeling, right?
Yeah, it adds a special feeling.
Yeah. Yeah, that's crazy. Can I ask you something, Cooper?
Yeah, go ahead.
You know, you asked us our 3 to 5 year plans. What's the 3 to 5 year plan for Stay Phenomenal?
Well, we're going to keep on staying phenomenal.
Right.
And then in 3 to 5 years, we're going to be even more phenomenal than we are now. And I'll tell you how we're going to do that. One, Des and I are going to continue to love each other unconditionally. Because I think at the root of it, it's just the partnership.
Yeah.
And we're both building this thing by ourselves until we're able to get more help. So that's the first step in the equation. It is continuing to be better people for each other. Because if I own a company and it's called Stay Phenomenal, but I'm not phenomenal, or we're not phenomenal with each other, that's not good. That's not okay. So we got to make sure that that's there first. Then, of course, the second step is growing the business, getting more orders, accruing more customers and helping them out and doing right by them and doing 100% the best that we can do. And just providing excellent customer service. And if we can't do something and we're not 100% confident, being 100% honest with that customer. And then three, reinvesting back into the business, back into the business, back into the business, whether it's equipment, whether it's supplies, materials, whatever. And then finally, I'd love in the next 3 to 5 years to have our own space. To answer your question, 3 to 5 years, I'd say definitely having a space. Like, you're driving on the road and you look to your right and there's a warehouse, a building that says Stay Phenomenal, custom shirts, decals, and artwork.
Yeah. A little shop.
Having a little shop or a big shop.
Sure.
And just killing it, man. Just killing it.
Yeah.
Killing the game. Continuing to do this and growing and spreading the word.
I have a cousin in Mexico who's really into computers, building computers and stuff.
Yeah.
Online stuff or like electronic stuff. And he works from his house. But he rented a very small little space, like literally like a really small space in the corner of a street, like of a bunch of little shops. But it's a really small place, like very, very small. Like I think you can only fit like you enter and there's like a desk and the person behind it and that's it. Right. So I was like, why did you buy this? Like, what's the purpose of this? So you can't fit and you can't fit inventory here. And he's like, yeah, that's the point. All my inventory is at my house. This is just an official place for people to pick up things. So he doesn't need like a big shop.
Yeah.
Right? He's just renting that place so it's an official place to put like on the website or for someone trying to order something. It's not like, oh, this is a house. Like, no, this is an actual shop in, surrounded by other places, locations, other stores. So, you know, sometimes you don't need a big shop.
Yeah,
just the something that's official and just a pickup location.
Just to have something physical, something to put on the map so people know that hey, you're there. You're not just some. Yeah, I like that. I like that idea. I mean, it's just again going back to it's difficult with just the two of us.
Yeah,
but I mean, you look at other entrepreneurs and other people that are just in San Antonio alone that started by themselves. And they've grown huge businesses. that's something to aspire to, and that gets me really excited, and I just can't wait to do that. But while we're on the subject, Desiree has something exciting going on too.
Shameless plug.
You want to explain that?
It is still on the ground up, trying to get it running, but we are trying to expand the brand in different and new territories as much as we can. So yep. We have Stay Phenomenal, the Stay Phenomenal podcast, and up and coming, we have Phenomenal Treats.
Yes.
So, treat us to this.
Elaborate more on that. We're putting it on the spot.
Oh gosh. Okay. So it's always been, I guess, one of my dreams ever since I was like little, like watching like Cupcake Wars and, you know, Sweet Inventions and stuff like that, to open up a little bake shop. And when I was older, when I was like grown, so I decided, me and Koo, we've been doing some talking, and he's always known that I wanted to do this, and we figured, why not now, just to start it up. So it's super local, super small, nothing super huge, not an LLC yet, but we do cupcakes, cakes, cookies, anything really.
Hell yeah.
So are you posting like how to make things, or like it's like how-to videos, or are you like people can contact you to make actual cupcakes and cakes for like their wedding or whatever? Like, is that what's the purpose of mm-hmm. it?
So right now it's just me producing the products. Soon I want to like eventually upload like how-to and like tutorials and stuff to like help other future potential bakers.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Dude,
that's so cool.
That'd be cool if like you had your own little YouTube channel where you like filmed yourself making things.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
And then like someone comes in with a cigar.
Hold up.
While you're wearing Stay Phenomenal gear.
Yeah.
Dude. Yes.
And Reagan is writing a freaking poem about you doing it.
About the baked treats.
I'm sweating. I'm so excited.
Well.
That's going to be fun. I can't wait. Can't wait.
Are there any closing remarks or anything y'all want to say? Anything like that?
You know, Coop, I'm very proud of both of y'all. You know, I say Coop, but I mean Coop and Dez. Like, I'm very proud of the Stay Phenomenal, where it's going, from where you came from. Like, you know, we were there day one, you know, when you made Stay Phenomenal on Instagram, mm-hmm. before it was an LLC, to where it is now, to getting bigger orders, to having this podcast. It's inspiring me as a good friend, seeing you happy, seeing both of y'all happy. It's a beautiful thing. And from one friend to another, I'm very proud of both of y'all. And I can't wait to see what's coming next for y'all's future. Reggie, dude, I can't wait to see your future Instagram page. Shameless plug.
Yeah, thank you.
Whatever it may be.
Any idea what name it could be?
No.
No.
I have no idea. I'll work on it.
Brainstorm tonight.
Yeah. But yeah, same as Ricardo said, I'm just happy to see my brother doing something he genuinely likes to do, you know? Because for a while there, you were just kind of figuring things out, mm-hmm. seeing what you liked, and the second you told us about Stay Phenomenal, just like the general idea, I was like, dude, this is gonna be something. Like, I knew it, and I'm just happy. I'm happy for y'all.
Yeah.
I think I appreciate you guys, and I love you guys. I think, I always say it all starts with an idea. You know, you have an idea, you act on that idea, and you just make it happen. And if you fail, you fail. But you learn so much and you gain so much experience. And I think by having you guys here right now, in my life, in a part of Desiree's life, y'all add a tremendous amount of value to our lives. And I can't wait to take y'all on the journey and be a part of y'all's journey. It's going to be exciting stuff.
Yeah. That's what friends are for, man.
Yes, sir.
That was deep.
That was beautiful.
Y'all are beautiful.
Oh man. I actually brought what I wrote down for the wedding toast.
Oh my god.
You want me to read it now, but I was going to wait a few more years for that.
A few more years.
Oh, you're going to get me in trouble.
What?
Oh, man. So for y'all that don't know, Desiree always asks me, Coop, when are you going to propose? When are you going to engage?
Are you doing it now?
I can't.
No, I'm not
going to
do it right now.
I can attest to
that. Thanks, Rick. But I can assure you that, and people ask me all the time, like, some of our listeners are like, Coop, how long have y'all been dating? And I say, it'll actually be 5 years this, on the 11th of this month.
That's beautiful. Can, you know, I think you were close to, like, closing this podcast, but I just have...
Oh, my God.
No, yeah.
I have questions because
oh, man.
You know, this might be a whole different podcast.
It might.
You might cut this into two.
I might put it in there.
But, man, like, 5 years.
Yeah. This 5 years is too long.
Like, 5 years...
Oh, my God.
You know, every relationship has their ups and downs.
Yeah.
For those who don't know, I used to work in weddings up until recently.
DJing.
MCing. I was an MC for weddings. And there was a thing we would always do called the anniversary dance where we would get the oldest, we would get all the married couples on the dance floor.
Aww.
They would all dance. And then we would go by like 1 year. So we would get the bride and groom in the middle. Everyone dance around, all the married couples dance around. And it would be like, if you were married today, like what's today? November 6th. Get off the dance floor. So they're like, oh, what? Like, we just, like, what? We're the bride and groom. Get off the dance floor.
They've been dancing for like 2 seconds.
Yeah. And then it's like, if you've been married 5 years or less, like, get off the dance floor. And so a couple go, right? If you're married 10 years or less, get off the dance floor. I think one time we made it to like 40 years.
Wow.
And there was like two older couples still going. So we're like, all right, we're going to go like by ones now. So like 41 years, 42 years. I think we made it to like 48 years. And, no matter what year it was, there would be always one last couple standing, right? Usually an older couple. And we would ask them, so we would make them stay on the dance floor, and we would get the oldest couple in the room and the newest couple in the room, the bride and groom. And it would be like, what advice can you give the newlyweds so that they too can last 48 years? And there was one gentleman who was like, he looked at his wife and he's like, you go first. And he's like, that's it.
Wow.
Yeah. There was another, and then there was, I think that lady said, never go to bed angry at each other.
Wow, that's...
Like, never, like, and I thought about that. I was like, yeah, like, it's true. Like, never go to bed angry at each other. Because relationships, there's always going to be arguments, right? Like, no relationship is perfect. But don't go to bed angry at each other. Let's fix it before we go to bed. So we wake up fresh because tomorrow's a new day. You know?
Yeah. And you don't want to have that negative energy going into a brand new day.
Yeah.
Because then it's just going to ruin your
whole life. You're already starting
off. Exactly.
Yeah, you're already starting off stressed.
Yeah.
Anyways. I don't know why I got into that, but...
No, that was good. That was...
deep.
That was insightful, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... yeah, people always ask, like, when we're going to get married and stuff like that, or when I'm going to propose. But honestly, dude, like, it's almost 2020. I'm trying to get proposed, too.
Hey.
Yo.
That's what I'm saying.
Don't come back. I'll do it tomorrow.
Oh, my God.
You need to propose.
Hey, guys. It's me, Cooper. I'm going to go ahead and redirect this conversation because I noticed that we're getting a little off topic in this section of the podcast. But trust me, believe me. The marriage conversation about me and Desiree will definitely be for a later podcast. I promise. I really, really promise. It's something that I would love to talk about, and I know she would love to talk about it too. But anyway, enough out of me. Let's get back to the podcast, and let's hear what Rick and Reggie have to say. What does staying phenomenal mean to you guys? Because I know what it means to me, and I've said it before, but what does it mean to y'all?
Reggie?
Well, honestly, for me... staying phenomenal is more of a bigger picture kind of thing. Like, you know, there are certain things that happen in your day, but I think me and Cooper can agree on this. We have a similar view that we don't really call a whole day a bad day
mm-hmm.
because of a certain thing. Like, if something really terrible happens, like the death of a loved one, then yeah, that's
different.
That's different, but... I feel like almost everything else is temporary, and you just gotta remember that eventually things are gonna balance out. And for me, that's kind of what Stay Phenomenal means.
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah.
I like that. What about you?
Oh, man. Stay Phenomenal for me is every day be your best, right? Like, even when you're down in the dumps, how can you become better? How can you feel better? How can you always be at your best? Always at your 100%, no matter what situation. You know, stay phenomenal, you know? Be good. Be amazing. So,
yeah.
I think it's just a reminder that, hey, be awesome, you know? That's what
it means
to me.
I like that. And when people say, oh, Coop, like, you gotta be lying. You gotta be, like, you know, just straight up BSing, like, when you say stay phenomenal. Or people ask me, hey, how are you doing? I'm phenomenal, man.
Yeah.
Literally what it takes to be phenomenal is we're all human, right? We all feel anger, annoying emotions. We all feel these emotions, right? But you literally have to wake up. What I did was I woke up, looked myself in the mirror, and I said, man, you're gonna be awesome today. You're gonna kill it. I brainwashed myself.
Yeah.
Even the days where I felt crappy and didn't feel like doing anything, I literally told myself, do it anyway. Be phenomenal. Stay phenomenal. You have to brainwash yourself.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like working out or doing anything that's gonna self-improve yourself. Mm-hmm. You have to do it on a consistent basis. And you have to just repetitively do it over and over again until you actually one day wake up and nothing bothers you. Like, no one can tell me anything because I'm already inside my head. And that's what I want you guys to be. Like, whatever it is you do with the Cigar Night podcast and all the things that you plan to do with that, people are going to tell you all this shit.
Yeah.
Like, Rick, it's just cigars, man. I don't care. It's what I want to do.
Yeah.
You can't tell me anything.
Yeah.
Right? People are going to tell you, poets don't make it in this world. Like, nah, it doesn't make it. No, you can't do that.
Right.
Well, I don't care. It's what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Stay phenomenal, baby.
Stay phenomenal.
It's within the last few weeks, I've been catching myself, people saying like, hey, how are you doing today? Man, I'm phenomenal. Like, within, I don't know, maybe for the last 3 weeks or so. It's not that it's intentional. Like, that's just what comes out of my mouth now.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm phenomenal.
It's automatic.
How are you?
Yeah.
And then I say phenomenal, people are like, oh, wow, then you must be really good. I'm like, hey. So, yeah.
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 I feel like it kind of makes them think, like, whoa.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Phenomenal. Like, whoa, that's an uncommon word.
Yeah, like, no one says that.
Yeah. Being phenomenal is literally a phenomenon.
Yeah.
You know,
it doesn't. Whoa. My mind just exploded.
I'm telling you, baby. I'm telling you. Like, what I did, I there's a book that really changed my life, and I want you guys to know it. It's called Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. Mm-hmm. And there's that one, and there's 7 Habits of Highly Effective People.
Yeah, I've read that one. I have that one.
Both of those books, they kind of follow the same strategies, and the same mindsets. But one thing that stuck out to me was you have to change one word in your vocabulary.
Mm-hmm.
And that's changing the word good to the word unbelievable. Or just changing the word good to any better.
Yeah.
What's the word, synonym? Or
yeah, synonym.
A word that,
a better synonym.
Yeah, a word that's the same thing but is a different word.
Yeah.
Changing the word good to great or awesome.
Yeah.
How are you doing? Instead of saying, oh, I'm good. I'm awesome.
I'm awesome.
It's just a higher caliber word.
Right.
A higher quality word. My word just happened to be phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
Your word could be unbelievable. Your word can be supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. It could be fan-freaking-tastic. It can be anything, just not good.
I
don't want to hear good anymore.
Yeah, because good is basically the same as like, oh, I'm fine, like, oh, that's okay, you know?
Yeah.
But when you say something bigger than that, it makes you feel better.
Yeah,
like,
of course.
The moment you're saying it.
And that's what I mean by brainwashing yourself. Like, it's automatic. You know, before, you're going to feel weird saying phenomenal.
Yeah.
Like, I don't feel weird saying it anymore.
Yeah, it's a common word for me now.
It becomes automatic.
Yeah,
like I said, your work could be, how you doing? Cigar night. You know, that could be your phrase. I'm doing cigar night, baby. No, but really though, I felt really weird saying unbelievable and phenomenal at first. It wasn't until I started, you know, every time somebody asked me, or anytime somebody, you know, it was leading in that direction to use the word, any chance that I got to use that word, I used it. Now it's automatic. How you doing? Phenomenal, baby. I'm unbelievable. You gotta really mean it though.
Yeah.
You can't just say I'm doing phenomenal.
No, you gotta say it. There's that.
Yeah. Like, there's like a
yeah, the.
I'm doing phenomenal, baby.
Yeah, dude.
I'm doing phenomenal.
But you're right. It does feel weird at first, like,
yeah,
because I'm kind of starting to say it.
Yeah.
I'll be like, yo, yeah, like I'm phenomenal, and then like the other person will be like, oh, hey,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah. It's something sexy about it too.
Yeah.
Dez, what does stay phenomenal mean to you? You never answered.
Stay phenomenal means to me continuous improvement towards myself, towards my goals, and towards others.
That's good.
To having other people, to motivate other people, to inspire them to do good and to be better.
All right.
This was fun.
This was fun. I love you. I love you. I love you.
We love you.
This was the Stay Phenomenal Podcast. Again, my name is Cooper.
My name is Dez.
My name is Rick.
My name is Reagan.
Reagan.
Go follow Cigar Night with Rick Guzman. Is it on all social platforms?
Instagram and Facebook. Cigar Night with 2 T's.
Nice. And Reagan, we're in the process.
We're in the process.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alrighty. Well, hey, thank you guys for joining us. We love you. Stay phenomenal.